We're continuing now in Tishkas HaTzadik Os Mem Zayin, and if you remember from the previous weeks, this is pretty much the same themes of working on Yetzer Hara and how to use it in the right way, so from different angles. And this is something we've discussed in the past in a different context, but important Yisod Techazer, like much of Musar, is things that we know, but about reminding ourselves of it and putting it into action. So Tzadik HaKohen writes, Kol HaKochos HaNetuos B'chol Nefesh Miyisrael. All the kochos, all the strengths, abilities, skills, talents that are planted, embedded in each Nefesh Miyisrael, Ein Lachshav Shura Gamor. Never should one think that they complete evil. Any mitos you have, think of the mitos, think of the bad qualities you might have, there's no such thing as Ra Gamor. They're not entirely bad. V'shetzarech Liyos Hefcho. And then you would think they have to be the opposite and get rid of this and completely eradicate this bad midah. Can't be. There's no such thing. There's no such midah, no such skill, koach, that doesn't have any good to it. And think of yourself, everyone in their own world, what is your hardest midah? You have kas, you take revenge, you like to make fun of people, whatever it might be. It's impossible, even though they might seem on the surface and maybe inherently pretty bad, but the Tzadik writes, there's an element of tov to even the midah ra'os. He says, Rak tzach shishtamish bo, if he writes on Hashem Yisbach, you have to use it in the proper way. So Leitzanis, for example, he doesn't talk about Leitzanis, but Leitzanis, for example, making fun of people, making fun of things, that could be very, very bad midah. And the Gemara says, Megillah, that Leitzanis is only allowed, we make fun of Avodah Zarah, make fun of Avodah Zarah as much as you want, that's allowed. That's one Gemara. But there are certainly other indications where Leitzanis making fun, not of people, but making jokes. There's a place for them. Like Rabbah would open up every single drush of his. He'd open up with a joke to open people's hearts up, have them relax a little bit, get people in the mood. So there are examples of, even though Leitzanis seems like a very bad thing, but still, there's a way to use it, Latov. And that's true of every single Midah. He gives some examples. Kimo Shaul, Shenenash Ba'avur HaRachmanis. Shaul was very compassionate. He had a very nice heart and sensitive and caring, but he was over-compassionate. He had too much rachman. I skipped the line, I'm sorry. That's why it makes sense. V'im eino kafi ratzon Hashem yisbarach gam hamidas tovos ros. He says, if it's not ratzon Hashem, even a midah tova, even a good midah, could be bad too. Meaning every bad midah could be good, and every good midah could be bad if it's all misused, misguided. So he gives an example of a midah tova that's bad. Shaul was very compassionate that he didn't want to kill the children, the infants, the women of Amalek. He had Rachmanis, a beautiful midah. What could be better than that? But in the end of the day, it was misguided. He should have killed them. Not to say any of us would have done any different. You know, killing women, children is a hard thing to do, obviously. But because of Rachmanis, he was punished. That's a midah tova that was used incorrectly. Or Begitin, the Gemara tells us about the Churban Beis Hamikdash and all the mice of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, that Anvasnuso Shir Rabbi Zecharia, his humility, Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkulis, led to the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. That mice, of those who don't remember, is simply that the Romans sent a carbon and Bar Kamsa ended up saying he put a mum in it. And they said, okay, we should really accept it, because if we don't accept the gift from the Romans, they're going to destroy us. And he says, nope, people are going to say, if we take the carbon, people are going to say that you're allowed to take a mum as a carbon. So he said, no. And the Gemara says, because of his humility, because he wanted to project how this is humility is not for now, but the Gemara says his humility led to destruction based on Migdash. Humility is one of the most precious midas. But even that could be misused and misplaced. Too much humility in the wrong places. Well, the hepech hamar chazal, the opposite is true as well. In ra'isa talmud chacham no kem venoter, kenachash. If you see a talmud chacham who takes revenge, he takes revenge like a nachash. The nachash is one to take revenge. It's a terrible midah and the kama and the tira, terrible things. The kama is to take revenge, and tira is like to give it to a guy, like, you didn't give it to me, but I'm going to give it to you. These are terrible midahs. But if you see a talmud chacham who does that, what you should do is, the Gemara says, Chagreyu, which means Amasnecha, which means attach yourself to such a Talmud Chacham. You see a Talmud Chacham who takes revenge, you should attach yourself to him? What do you mean? Nachash Yishor Shara. The Talmud Chacham is using the midah that comes from the Nachash in the Kama, we should attach ourselves to them? The Pshat is because the Talmud Chacham Ratzalomar Asher Kol Magmosa Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. everything he does is Ratzon Hashem. So what's the Nakama is talking about? Adrabba, Tov Ma'od. The example is talking about a person disgraces him. A person is mevazim, and he stands his ground. He takes revenge on that person for showing lack of kavod to a Talmid Chacham. That's a Talmid Chacham who you have to attach to. So you have to know whether the Talmid Chacham is talking about his own gaiva, if it's coming from the place of kavod Torah, where that place is coming from. It's a very sensitive matter, you know, if a Rav is doing for his own kavod, or for the kavod of the Tzibur, or the kavod Hashem. But if you see the Talmid Chacham who's using revenge in the proper way, in the right way, I'm trying to think of some examples without giving away too much stuff here. But there are examples that could be used. I'm not going to give them. It won't go well. But either way, you could see a Talmid Chacham, and there could be such a place to use such a bad midah as nekama in the proper way. That's a midah ra, use latov. He says further, Adrab hu tov ma'od, adash amru chazal, tov ma'od ze yitzahara. Bereshit Rabba says, tov ma'od, you know what tov ma'od is? Because Rechel created tov ma'od, he created the yitzahara. It's when is the Yetzirah called Tov Ma'od? Because even the Yetzirah could be used, although it seems intrinsically bad and evil, it could be used L'Tov, used in the Kama L'Tov. B'chein B'gaiva, listen to this guys, Gaiva. There's a place for Gaiva as well, to be haughty, to be confident, to have shtoltz, as they say, to be proud of yourself. It says in the Gemara in Nesot and Dafei, B'shamta Mandeles Be'a. The Gemara placed in Talmid Chacham, who didn't have proper Gaiva, didn't have proper self-respect, he was placed in Chayr. A Talmid Chacham has to have healthy gaiva, healthy confidence. You want a boy who's confident about himself. You want to try to build him up a little bit. I mean, a boy is weak, a boy is soft, a boy is sensitive. You have to show him how to be confident, how to be proud of himself. Show his kochos, make decisions on his own, be aggressive, be assertive. It's important to balance everything. Now, if it's too much gaiva, he's very egocentric, that's a terrible thing. But there is a healthy balance of how to use even that which seems to be of the midas ra, such as nekama and gaiva. Lachain, therefore, hanuvim, hayu mailim, they would cry, al ovdin haumos, libi lemoav. The pasuk says that the nevim cried because the moav was destroyed. Since when are we crying when moav is destroyed? What does that mean? So he says, bevade shabchu al zeb bemedrash rabba, bevade lo chashu avad gufam. They weren't concerned with the destruction of the body. It's like the Moab were terrible people. We're not concerned that Nazis were killed. We're happy they were killed. Ki bavud risham rina. We were happy when the risham get destroyed. We're happy every time Hamas gets destroyed. Every one of those evil people. So what's pshat here? So why were they crying when the umos were destroyed? Listen to this chiddush. Skip the parentheses, brackets. Rak yadua kol uma hu b'koach miyuchad. Each nation has a unique koach, a unique ability. Things to learn from them. Koch miyuchad ein umos v'ein kochos b'nefesh. There are 70 nations of the world, and the 70 kochos of the nefesh. Each one has a certain lesson to learn from them. Even though the people themselves might be rishayim, but there's a certain koch we could extract from them. It's spoken about. Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman writes towards the beginning. The Likutei Moran, it's written there. I forget which sikha, but towards the beginning, he talks about the concept that sometimes the Chumash uses other languages, like Aramaic. It comes up in the Torah Aramaic, and sometimes you have Greek words. The Torah could be written in Yavanis. So what does that mean? Because in the languages, there's also Kedusha hidden in all those 70 languages of the world, and we're trying to extract whatever that is we're extracting. So Rav Tzaddik says, also in the levels of Midas as well. There's certain Midas that certain countries have, certain abilities. I don't know enough, I'm not cultured enough to know what they have, but let's just say, I don't know, yeah, the Europeans might be very, I could be completely wrong about this, but very good with relationships, and Shalom Bias, let's say, for example, I have no idea. So if that's the case, we're learning from the French how to have a proper Shalom Bias, you know. We're learning from the Brits, how to dress properly and to be appropriate and to speak with good orating skills. And I don't know, you learn from, I don't want to say anything too bad, but each nation, each country has what to learn from. Something to learn about how to be a better person. There's something to learn. Even though maybe they might be rishoyim in how they act, but there's certainly midas we can learn. We can learn from languages, we can learn from people. And that's what he explains here. Even from the midas ra'al, says what to learn. So he says, Ki yafa sha'achas b'tshuva, me'aisim tovim v'al mahazim, mikol l'chulei v'az yiyah b'chla, okay? Ve'avdan uma pratis, when a particular, a specific nation is destroyed, who avad memshals also kach prati. That means whatever message, whatever koach that nation had, the French, the Spanish, the Mexicans, Canadians, whatever it was that they have, when that country is destroyed, we no longer have that koach. That koach doesn't exist anymore in the same level, in the same magnitude. And then he finishes off, skipping the brackets again, the koach Bilam. Bilam, for example, what was his koach? The chatzifus. He was a chutzpah. He was a chutzpah. We know how he acted towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't give up. He was brazen. He was stubborn. He was difficult. He was the first of the nations, the leader of the nations, like Moshe Rabbeinu was to us, he was to them. The koach of Bilam, even though it's not proper to be a chutzpah, it's not proper for a Talmud to be that way to his Rebbe, or to a child to be to his parent, Bilam had that, but there's a certain tov to it. And the Achas Yom, the Gemara famously tells us in the end of days, B'ikva Mashiach, as a chutzpah, Yaske Yiskadav Yevamala. There's going to be incredible chutzpah that we're going to have, we're going to need. It will be necessary to have chutzpah to stand up for ourselves as a people, to stand up against the nations of the world, to so know that we, right, we are the chosen people, we are the chosen nation, Kadosh Baruch Hu is leading us into Eretz Yisrael. And that chutzpah, though it seems bad, it was the midah of Bilam, who's a terrible Rasha. In the end of the day, that's the koach that's going to help lead us to the geula, which we zoch to see very, very soon with the geul, the bias called tzedek. Here we amenu, amen, amen. Yes.